You're listening to The Jake Asmund Show on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Jake Asmund.
We continue. It is The Jake Asmund Show right here on the Sports Map Radio Network as we come at you live coast to coast on our network of affiliates. And now joining us here on our progressive guest line is one of the best football players to ever do it at an elite level. He is Pro Football Hall of Famer Anthony Munoz. Anthony, I can't thank you enough for your time today. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure, Jake. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So with Super Bowl week upon us, we're trying to reach out to some of the game's greatest who have been part of the Super Bowl. You had the opportunity to go there multiple times. What do you remember the most about the week leading up to the game?
Well, you know, my age, we were in 16 and 23, so I believe it's 55 now, so it's been quite a while. But there's still some vivid memories. I think those are the memories that you'll never forget, regardless to how long you've been away from the game and how long it's been since you played in the Super Bowl. Of course, you know, for me, you know, we went to two Super Bowls. It started with the memory of playing every playoff game at home. We had the home field advantage, so that was pretty cool. I mean, playing every playoff game for your home fans, it was great. You know, the AFC Championship game, both times were home. So that's the first memory. And then, of course, you know, the 2 weeks leading up to the game and just, you know, there's so many things going on. You know, your family wants a ticket. You say, no, you handle that. But there's a lot, and you just got to really stay focused. I think that's the main memory I have is staying focused. You know, usually when you play during the season, it's 1 week and you play, but this is 2 weeks that you have to practice, and then you travel. So I think the main thing is just take care of the little things. And really, you know, from the first to the second, I was more, let's just enjoy the experience. Maybe I was just so, you know, overwhelmed by that first Super Bowl because it was my second year in the National Football League. I'm at a Super Bowl. But then it wasn't until 8-9 years later that I went to another one, and it was like, okay, just take it all in and enjoy it all. But it was a great memory. I'm thankful that I had those memories of playing in two Super Bowls.
You know, when you look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, how big of an advantage is it for them, Anthony, that they don't have to travel, that they get to stay home, they get to use their facilities all week, they get to, of course, play in their home stadium? I mean, do you think that will have a big impact on the game on Sunday?
Well, I do to a certain extent. I think, you know, the team itself would like maybe a full stadium and, you know, of a lot of Buccaneer fans, but they're going to have a few fans in the stadium. But there's no question that staying at home and staying in your normal routine plays a big part. I mean, you know, anytime, not only as a player, but if you're traveling on business, I mean, just living in a hotel room and, you know, knowing that you got to fly and do this and do that, you're practicing at a totally different facility. But now, I mean, they're staying in their own bed, they're staying in their own home, they're practicing in their own facility. So, you know, that's pretty cool to do that. You know, and as a fan now, you know, I'm watching this through the playoffs and I'm thinking, wouldn't that be cool? You know, early on when the playoffs started, you know, you think right away, Tom Brady, Buccaneers playing in their home stadium, first time ever. See, I know for myself, I was rooting for that to be the case, and it happened. But yeah, it's got to be an advantage staying home and being in your familiar surroundings.
The Hall of Famer Anthony Munoz is with us here on Sports Map Radio. You know, when you played and you were in those two Super Bowls, how did you handle some of the distractions that come with the week leading up, the ticket request? What was that whole experience like when you think back to just trying to be focused to play in the game and then dealing with all the outside noise as well?
Well, I think not to this level, but, you know, having played at USC, we played in three Rose Bowls. You know, you had that, you know, the whole month of preparation, and then you had, you know, my family was right there. Friends were right there. So I think that might have prepared at least me a little bit for what happens when you get in the NFL. Now, you know, your family's flying to Miami or trying to fly to Detroit for the game. And, you know, but you just got to stay focused because, you know, you know the hard work it took, you know, through the offseason, camp, the preseason, the regular season, the playoffs. That is really, really right there in your mind. You know how hard it takes to get to a Super Bowl. So, you know, you really want to be focused and hopefully have your wife or other people handle those things where you can really focus on what you have to do in the game.
As far as the actual game, you know, what were the nerves like leading up to it? Did you feel more comfortable, of course, the second time around than you did, you know, year two you're playing in the Super Bowl?
Well, I don't know if it was more comfortable. I mean, you're with, at least for me, I was with the organization longer now. I mean, this was my second year. There's a lot of new teammates. Yeah, I think maybe you do. You know, you kind of been through it. Like I said, there was a little maybe overwhelming, maybe a little higher emotional level. And then all of a sudden, okay, I've been through it once. I know the routine now. And then let's do it. And, you know, let's, you know, playing in 83 degrees compared to 20 below was a lot better, too. So that made it nice. That relaxes you a little better.
No doubt about that. As we're talking with the Hall of Famer, Anthony Munoz, right here on the Jake Asmund Show, when you look at Tom Brady, Anthony, I mean, he's going to join you in Canton at some point whenever he decides he's had enough. I mean, do you just marvel at the fact that he's 43 years old and here he is in his 10th Super Bowl?
You know, it's like, what is this? He played in his 14th, I think, AFC Championship, AFC-NFC, I guess, now, you know. Cause you're right, 10 Super Bowls, he has a chance to win his 7th. I mean, the fact that he's won 6 is crazy enough, but, you know, 10 Super Bowls, it's like, you know, I think about Bill Russell in the NBA, and I think about those guys. But, man, in the NFL, you hear 4 or 5, and you're thinking, man, that is crazy. But now it's like 10. Yeah, it's just like, and you have to respect that. I know people, you know, tired of the Patriots winning and Tom Brady winning. But, man, you really have to respect what he's done. And to leave, you know, because here's another thing. One of the things I heard as he signed with Tampa Bay is that, oh, will he be as successful because he is a systems quarterback? I mean, it was a system. And now you can see that, no, I don't think it was a system. I think it was Tom Brady. And so it really is crazy that he's getting to play in his 10th Super Bowl. Good for him.
I'll tell you what, I feel like at this point it's safe to say that maybe Tom Brady was that system, right, Anthony?
That's right. I saw a kind of a poll, and it said who was more important in the paper, and it's one of these social media things that said Belichick, Brady, or both, and I think it was like 73% Brady and maybe 23%, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say because I know coaches are very important too, but you're right. Maybe it was the Brady system.
Well, I have you here. I got to ask you about the team that you, of course, spent your whole career with, the Cincinnati Bengals. It looks like they have a real quarterback in place with Joe Burrow. It looks like he's going to make a full recovery from the knee injury and be back, you know, ready to play at a high level. You know, what are your thoughts on the Bengals, you know, going forward? Do you have confidence that they are headed on the right path?
You know, I do. Again, you always have to make some crucial decisions in the offseason, and this offseason, unlike others. And first of all, in Joe Burrow, I watched him just about his entire senior year at LSU. Was very, very impressed, and then I was thrilled when the Bengals got him. And then when I watched him before he got hurt, it was like, man, this guy is amazing. He's the real deal. With his work ethic, technology, I'm pretty sure he'll be back 100%. So they have, I believe, their franchise quarterback moving forward for quite a few years. And we never know. I mean, some, you say quite a few years. Lord willing, it's quite a few years because of injuries. But he is. He's now, you know, you have something that good that, you know, you invest in. Now you got to protect them. And those guys up front, the new offensive line coach, Frank Pollock, I believe, can get them to where they need to be. And they need to make some acquisitions, not only through the draft, but maybe in free agency to shore up that offensive line and develop the guys they have there. I think that's a key. So I feel good about who they have, the weapons around them. Defensively, I feel pretty good of who they have. But yeah, Joe Burrow is just continues to impress, and I wouldn't be surprised if he's ready to go by camp and just, you know, kind of takes over and does what he was doing before he got hurt last year.
The Hall of Famer Anthony Munoz with us here. You know, with Burrow, what stood out to me, Anthony, watching him was just the poise and the leadership he showed as a rookie. He really didn't look like a rookie. I saw he was voted team captain before he even played a game in the NFL. What are some of the characteristics about Burrow's game that really stand out to you?
Well, you mentioned a key thing. I mean, how many rookies come in and are voted captain right away? And just the mental part of the game, his, you know, his football knowledge. And, you know, you watch and teams are blitzing him and, you know, the rookies will make mistakes. But no, man, he picked it up. He would throw them, get rid of the ball quickly and, you know, knew exactly when they were coming and when they were coming. So to me, just not knowing the young man, but watching him from afar, it's just so impressive the way he handled the whole mental part of the game, not to mention the physical part of the game.
Before I let you go, Anthony, I told you off air I used to be a coworker of your former quarterback with the Bengals, Boomer Esiason. Right. So I got to ask, give us a good Boomer Esiason story that you could share with the listeners.
We only have like a minute, Jake. Come on. You can't give me – you can't say, okay, the last – no, all I have to say is I would still – at my age, if we're going to play a flag football game, which we probably won't – I would volunteer to block for Boomer and run through a wall for Boomer. The guy was just an amazing teammate, amazing leader with compassion and I mean, the guy was just a fierce competitor, and that's what you like to see. And the guy is great, just as great off the field as he is on the field. So, I mean, I was in front protecting Boomer, and I loved every play because when you have a guy that's that talented, it was fun to play the game.
Now, you caught a touchdown pass from Boomer during his rookie year against the Browns. Did you go up to Boomer after that and say, hey, man, you got to start throwing me the ball a little more?
You know what? I didn't have to say anything. He just did. I caught four from him after that. So it worked out pretty well. That was the number one that ended up catching four total. So, it was that was his rookie year, Sam Weiss's rookie year. I thought, you can't be thrown to a tackle as a rookie quarterback and a rookie head coach. You must not want to stay in this league that long if you're doing that.
Anthony Munoz with us here. All right, finally, Anthony, give us a prediction for the game on Sunday. Who you have?
Well, you know, I got my heart pick and my mind pick. You know, my mind pick is saying Kansas City, talented, but my heart's saying Tampa Bay. Let's have the first team ever play a Super Bowl at home and win and give Tom his 10th. But I tell you what, Kansas City's pretty good. Tampa's good, but I'm going to give the slight edge to Kansas City.
One of the best left tackles ever, kind enough with his time, the Pro Football Hall of Famer. He is, of course, Anthony Munoz, and he joined us on the Jake Asma Show. Anthony, enjoy the game. Thanks so much for a few minutes here, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Jake, thank you. Have a great day. You enjoy the game.
Absolutely. Anthony Munoz with us there on the Progressive Guest Line. We'll take a quick break and continue. It is the Jake Asma Show here on Sports Map Radio.